Let's Talk is brought to you by the StarQuest Production Network and is made possible by our many generous patrons. If you'd like to support the podcast, please visit sqpn.com/give. You're listening to Let's Talk, the SQPN Community Podcast. I'm Dom Bettinelli, and today I'm joined by Father Corey Stika. Hi, Father Corey.
Howdy, all. We're kind of bringing back Let's Talk for a little special in this interesting time, shall we say.
Yes. What's the old curse? We live in interesting times.
Exactly.
So, folks, just to let you know what we're doing, we're doing Let's Talk as a special short-form podcast that'll go on as long as we're all locked down. And our goal here is to provide a little light, a little levity, some ideas for how to spend your time while you're stuck at home, working from home or working with the, helping your kids with their schoolwork or whatever it is they're doing at home. And most of all, we wanted to stay connected to you and give you some ideas for, what we can all do to stay, sane.
Yeah, that's exactly it. First, there's many of us that we've got a lot more time on our hands than we expected because of, shutdowns of work, shutdowns of school. So we're going to look for things to do. So we're hoping kind of this series, and Dom's going to be the host of it, as you can hear, to just help you find things to stream, things that you can look at online to keep you occupied.
Yep. And maybe we'll have some books, some stuff to do with the kids. It'll be a variety of things. We have a whole bunch of folks lined up over the next couple of weeks. We'll do this every morning, 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central, 8:30 Mountain, and 7:30 Pacific. And then we'll also post it in the Let's Talk podcast stream and on our YouTube channel, where the SQPN YouTube channel, so that you can all just, join in and have something to do and have some fun. And we'd love to get your feedback. And so if you're listening to this on the Facebook live stream, go ahead and write your comments in the comment box underneath. Hi to Mike Kuipers, who's joined us. It's great to have
Mike.
Him.
Good to hear from you.
And I don't know if a lot of people will join us today. We're just getting this started. I haven't advertised it really. So we'll see how it goes. A lot of people are doing this, and I think it's great that we have social media to get ourselves connected. We're not all isolated. I was saying to my wife, Melanie, last night, if this was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we wouldn't have anything to stream. We wouldn't have, YouTube. We'd have three channels of TV and maybe AOL that would keep us occupied. So it's great to have this. Hi, Mike Hayes. Welcome to the stream in the comm box. Good to see you. So, Father Corey, let's get this kicked off. We were going to talk about a couple of things that we're both interested in and think that might be fun for people to check out streaming online or whatever. So what was the thing that you wanted to recommend to folks check out?
Well, I'm going to start it off with a disclaimer that what I'm recommending is not child friendly, at least not young children friendly. Maybe your older teens, you might think it'll be appropriate. Because there's nothing sexual or anything like that. It's just language issues. It's a special from HBO, so they're very free with the language, as you can understand. Very real with language, shall we say. And there's also one very brief scene of a pole dancing, although again, no nudity.
Yeah.
But which is appropriate to the story, what they're telling.
Right.
And so what my recommendation is the HBO 6-part documentary McMillions.
Oh yeah.
Now, those of us who grew up in the 80s and 90s, we remember the Monopoly special. You go to McDonald's, get the little pieces you peel off the cups or off the tray.
Yep.
And collect all the pieces. You can win $1 million. Or I wanted the Dodge Viper when it first came out, as a prize. Well, it turns out from 1989, when it first kind of started, to the year 2001, it was rigged.
Right.
A gentleman that worked for one of the companies involved, he actually worked for the advertising agency that started it.
That ran the program.
Yeah. He was able to get the winning pieces and give them to people, sell them to people, if you will. And so he Uncle Jerry was what he was known by. Well, an anonymous tip was given in early 2001 to the FBI. And the FBI followed up on it. It actually was like the FBI age office in Jacksonville, Florida, which is kind of at the time was kind of a backwater agency. It was like they say there was like insurance scam more than anything else. Well, they follow up on it, and it turns out it's actually this big deal. And so the documentary is kind of telling the story of how the FBI got involved, who some of the people were that won. They interview a lot of the people who were the quote unquote winners. And they even show them as like $1 million quote unquote winner, right. You know, because these are people that were involved in the scam, whether as distributors or as just people who had gotten the pieces and had to pay so much of the prize to this Uncle Jerry or to the other people involved. It was produced by Mark Wahlberg. He's one of the executive producers.
Right.
And it's a really well done documentary because it's a combination of interview of people involved and dramatized replays of what happened. So like with the meetings, they'll show like a dramatized version of the meeting and interviews and things like that, the court and so on. Kind of an interesting thing to watch out for because Mark Wahlberg is involved. He shows up in it, but it's always like a side profile or kind of a half face in a mirror or so. Keep an eye out for Mark Wahlberg. How many times Mark Wahlberg shows up, by the way, good Catholic, you know, he's kind of come back to his Catholic base. So that's a good thing. Also the agent who was in charge of it, Doug Matthews, is a rather interesting personality.
Oh my gosh. What a character.
He's hilarious. He's become a meme of his own. It's great. Yeah. But, first meeting with McDonald's, when they first contacted McDonald's, he shows up in a gold suit. Yes. I mean, that shows you the personality he is.
He's not your typical FBI agent, so let's say.
No.
And he was like a rookie at the time. He was just in.
Yeah, he was like a year out of, you know, the FBI Academy. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of he found a sticky note on his senior agent's monitor, you know, McDonald's scam.
Right.
What's going on? And that the senior agent was just like, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Until they found out there was something there. Then all of a sudden he got interested.
Right. Yeah. I watched this. I remember reading an article about it last year and being like, why hadn't I heard about this? And then I watched this and, you know, it was really good. I mean, really fascinating mm-hmm. how they walk you through it and the mobsters that were involved and this guy who wasn't really a mobster at the top of the chain and all these people at different levels within it. Yeah, it's a fascinating story. I was really enjoying it.
And they break it all the way down from the moment the FBI heard about it all the way up to the trial and the sentencing. And of course, they save the big stinger for last.
Of course.
Who was the informant?
Who was the informant? And how did he do it? Those two things.
And
how did he get away with it? Right. But given all the controls. And
they made it clear that this Uncle Jerry was guilty and they revealed who Uncle Jerry was actually fairly early on.
Yeah.
You know, right. Because that's something you could go back and look at, you know, online, look sources, the newspapers and stuff to find that. But yeah, how did he do it? And who's the one that ratted him out? Yeah. And it was really
fascinating. Yes. Yeah. One of the things that was fascinating about this was, why don't I remember this? And I think that one of the reasons I didn't remember was because all of this came out in the summer of 2001. And then 9/11 happened and just blew everything else away.
They were going to trial, getting ready for trial as 9/11 hit.
Yeah.
And they talk about that in the show,
right,
about what the impact of 9/11 was on that event. You know, but what's funny, though, is that the prosecutor, I'm blanking on his name right now, the one from Jacksonville.
Yeah,
He looked familiar when you see the old footage. So I might remember in the back of my mind when this was going on. You know, again, that was almost 20 years ago. So hard to believe 2001 was 20 years ago. But so anyways, that's my recommendation for something to stream. It's 6 parts, 6 hours long. Really well done. It'll keep, mm-hmm. you know, it'll keep your attention. It's very interesting.
Mike Hayes, who's listening to the live stream, says it was the Hamburglar.
Yeah, there you go. Well, they played on that pun a lot. They talk about the FBI when they're trying to come up with names, you know, Operation whatever. And I think it was Operation final answer.
That's what they eventually ended up with. You know, what was fascinating to me as I watched that was, and I don't want to spoil it because it's really a lot of fun to watch, but how the people who participated by getting the tickets, how often they were themselves victimized because, you know, you'll see in it, but they became the victims as much as anybody.
They were hurt as badly as the rest of us were. Probably worse.
Much worse than the rest of us were because, they ended up not only suffering, the legal penalties or whatever they were, but also financially. You'll see when you watch it. So, that's really good. And people can watch that online on HBO.
It's on HBO Go.
Okay.
Or whatever you call it now.
Yeah.
The HBO streaming service that you can now pay for if you don't have HBO.
All right. Well, I want to quickly mention something I want to recommend folks watch that now you're locked down that you can watch with the kids if you want. And that is Star Wars Rise of Skywalker is out. It's out early, like 4 or 5 days early. It wasn't all that much early, but we had it this past weekend, but it's now streaming. So you can buy it. I think you can all the usual places, iTunes, Amazon Prime. It's like $20 and they have the special features and stuff. So that's great. I'm not going to recommend Frozen 2, which is out several months early, but I have managed to prevent my children from seeing any Frozen stuff so far because I don't want to hear it.
I was just looking at that on Disney Plus going, I should actually sit down and watch that someday.
Yeah, the original. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those cultural. When our kids are old enough to see it, you know, that they'll watch and go, that was interesting. I don't want to watch it again. That's when they can watch it. not when they're too young and they want to watch it over and over and over again. Anyway.
Yeah, I would recommend Skywalker as well. That's worth watching. Very much so.
Yeah. So I think that about does it for us. I mean, we're going to keep these short. We would love to get your feedback on things. Before we finish up, I do want to take a moment to thank our patrons who make it possible for us to create Let's Talk. Their generous donations at sqpn.com/give. Make it possible for us to continue Let's Talk and all the shows we do at StarQuest. And if you're cooped up at home with not much to do, check out all of our podcasts. They're a lot of fun, and most of them will take your mind off of what's going on around here. So, with everything else. So we hopefully will continue doing that and giving you something interesting to listen to and things that are interesting for the whole family. I would especially recommend if you want to listen to with your kids, American Catholic History and Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World are both really great. If you like Star Trek, Secrets of Star Trek, if you like Doctor Who, Secrets of Doctor Who, and we've all the shows we do. So check them all out at sqpn.com. And you can join our patrons by going to sqpn.com/give. So that's it from us. We'd love to hear from you. So you can contact us by commenting on this post here on Facebook where we've streamed this live, or you can go to sqpn.com and leave a comment there. You can go to our Facebook page is facebook.com/StarQuest Media. And I didn't mention that first. You can send an email to letstalk@sqpn.com. We'll also post this on YouTube where you can leave a comment there and watch and share. And we'll put links to the things we discussed, our suggestions on our website at sqpn.com/letstalk. Until next time, Father Corey Stika, thank you for joining me on this return of Let's Talk.
Thanks, Dom. Glad to be here.
And once again, I'm Dom Bettinelli. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk on StarQuest.